Dr. Pinsky with an IME on the same gentleman I just dictated on, Haseeb Mohammed. Haseeb Mohammed is a 54-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 4/27/21. Appeared the ladder slid out and he fell off. Appeared as a result, he believes he injured his right calcaneus as well as a tibia slash knee fracture. Appeared he underwent surgery on 4/28/21 and 5/4/21 with implants and fixation. Pretty has completed his course of active treatment. Period. Next paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Mohammed was attended to by EMS personnel on 4/27/21. Period. He was found laying prone where he fell on the concrete floor. Period. He was on a leaning ladder when it slipped away and he fell about 10 to 12 feet. Period. He did not pass out, nor was there any loss of consciousness. Period. He complained of pain in the lower right leg. Period. He had a pre-existing lower back issue, but that is not the current problem. Period. His lower right leg was splinted and he was transported to the emergency room. Period. He did undergo several radiographic studies to be inserted here. Period. He was diagnosed with a closed fracture of the medial portion of the right tibial plateau. Period. New paragraph. On 5/6/21, he had pre-admission testing in anticipation of surgery on the right lower extremity. Period. He was noted to have undergone right calcaneus surgery by Dr. Mashru, M-A-S-H-R-U, as well as right knee surgery on 4/28/21. Period. That calcaneus was treated with open reduction internal fixation. Period. He had also undergone surgery on 5/4/21 for removal of external fixator and open reduction internal fixation of the right tibial plateau. Period. This was actually a rehabilitation facility. Period. On 5/7/21, he was seen by Dr. Walker at St. Lawrence Rehabilitation Center. Period. He listed diagnoses of right lower extremity tibial plateau fracture, comma, fracture of the right calcaneus, comma, ambulatory dysfunction, comma, cervical radiculopathy, comma, lumbar disc disease, comma, hyponatremia noted in recent laboratory studies, comma, and anemia noted in recent laboratory studies. Period. In paragraph on 10/11/21, he followed up with Dr. Mashru postoperatively. Period. He was status post ORIF of his right bicondylar tibial plateau and ORIF of the right calcaneus. Period. He was approximately 5 months out from injury and still had some pain. Period. He was scheduled for back surgery on 10/22/21. Period. He was advanced to weight bearing and referred for additional physical therapy. Period. Diagnosis was closed displaced fracture of the right calcaneus with routine healing. Period. He followed up with Dr. Mashru through 6/21/21. 2022 period. By then he had undergone spinal fusion and arthroplasty of the right wrist. Period. On 2/18/22 he had removal of a deep implant, possibly from the lumbar spine, or maybe the lower extremity. Period. He had repeat x-rays of the right knee on 1/27/22 that found closed fracture of the right tibial plateau with routine healing. Paired repeat x-rays of the calcaneus showed closed displaced fracture of the right calcaneus with routine healing. Period. On 2/18/22, Dr. Mashru performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Muhammad had physical therapy postoperatively, culminating in a functional capacity evaluation on 5/19/22. Period. He did not perform the FCE with maximum effort. Period. At a minimum, he was deemed capable of working in the light physical demand category. Period. New paragraph, physical exam will be inserted from the prior report. Impressions on 4/27/21. Haseeb Muhammad fell off of a ladder while at work, injuring his right lower extremity. Period. He was transported to the emergency room where he underwent numerous x-rays. Period. He then submitted to surgery on the right calcaneus as well as the right knee to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively along with serial x-rays. Period. Rehabilitation was rendered, culminating in the FCE just noted. Period. It found he did not perform it with maximum effort. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found he had an atelectic limp on the right using a cane in his left hand. Period. He had decreased range of motion about the right knee and hip. Period. Proprioceptive maneuvers at the feet, ankles, and knees were unremarkable. Period. He had healed surgical scarring about the cervical and lumbar spines. Period. There was decreased range of motion in both of those regions. Period. Proprioceptive maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. New paragraph. There is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. There is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. I have been advised the respondent denies the petitioner sustained a back injury in connection with this fall. Period. This fall took place before he underwent lumbar spine surgery that was already scheduled from a different injury. Period. And underline this, I need to determine whether his wrist was injured and or fused, and if it was related to either of these two injuries. And that will be the end.